KFI's News Time is 10:39 as Final Act Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios. It's Wednesday, August 4th of 2021, and we are here with you this morning. Thanks for joining us here at KFIZ, and joining us on the phone line is Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller. Lots to talk about in terms of health, especially regarding COVID-19. And well, now, of course, everybody's been hearing about, and we've been talking about, the surge in case numbers and that all related to the spread of the Delta variant of COVID. So Kim's going to help us learn more about what exactly is happening right now here, not just locally, but across the state and across the country, too. Kim, thanks for taking some time to chat. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Thanks, Spencer, for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I know the health department put out a press release, a statement about the levels of transmission in our community and about the Delta variant earlier this morning. Just looking at the CDC information, Fond du Lac County, their last update in the substantial category, and much of the state is either between moderate to substantial to high, so certainly not where we want to be, and things have changed pretty quickly. Can you kind of explain what we're seeing right now from a COVID and case perspective here this morning?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, as you mentioned, you know, we are seeing an increase in cases. So over the last week or so, you know, probably prior to that, maybe a couple weeks ago, we were seeing very low numbers, like 1, 2, a couple days we had 0. And then slowly that started to increase. And now we're seeing upwards to probably 15 to 20 cases a day. So definitely low numbers compared to where we were at last year at this time, but we are seeing an increase. So that tells us that, you know, the disease transmission is increasing. And the CDC has a transmission tracker. They call it a CDC COVID-19 tracker, and they give us different transmission statuses, so low, moderate, substantial, or high. And anything that's within that substantial or high category, and yesterday around 2 or 3 p.m., Fond du Lac County now finally switched to substantial. So it means, you know, that then the amount of virus that's circulating in our community is at that substantial level. And really what they're saying now is that for individuals, that is alarming, and we need to now act and react in a different way. So individuals, whether you're vaccinated or whether you're not vaccinated, if you're going into public indoor spaces, because of the amount of virus that we believe is circulating in Fond du Lac County, they're saying that the safest thing that you can do to protect those around you, even if you're fully vaccinated, would be to wear a mask. And truly, if somebody is fully vaccinated, wearing a mask isn't protecting that person. It's actually protecting the unvaccinated or immunocompromised individuals around them. Because Delta variant, you know, the easiest way to say it is very infectious. They're saying it's basically as infectious as chickenpox, which is very infectious. So even if you're fully vaccinated, and, you know, that is the whole goal here, is to get more people fully vaccinated. Even if you're fully vaccinated, you could pick up that virus and potentially be able to spread that onto somebody else who isn't vaccinated or who is immunocompromised. So the whole point behind this, and when you kind of hear it like that, it really is saying that if you're not vaccinated, you need to get vaccinated. The virus is very infectious. The vaccine protects individuals from ending up in the hospital, and that would be what our goal is: decrease hospitalizations and decreasing deaths.
Kim, looking at the numbers, at least the last update we had as of yesterday afternoon, I believe, and obviously you can correct me if I'm wrong, that hospitalizations are still, at this point, very low in our county, correct?
They are, and that's great. You know, that's what we need to be concentrating on, is that hospitalization. And we are currently at, I believe, one individual in a Fond du Lac County hospital. And so, you know, we need to keep that number low. And so, you know, ultimately, yes, we may have an increase in cases, but as long as it's not affecting our hospitals, you know, to me, that's a great thing. One thing we are finding with the Delta variant is that we're getting something called breakthrough cases. Not a whole lot, but, you know, let's say we had 16 cases today, like so far have come in. There is likely to be one or two of those individuals that is fully vaccinated. They may not have symptoms at all and were being tested through some other surveillance through maybe work. So asymptomatic, no symptoms, or they could have just very mild symptoms. So breakthrough cases is happening because this Delta variant is so infectious to the point where it is spreading. It's spreading quickly. It's spreading to vaccinated and unvaccinated individuals. And what the CDC is seeing right now with this Delta variant specifically is that a vaccinated individual has means to potentially spread that on. So that would be the whole intent. If you're community transmission is at substantial or high, and again, we are in that substantial, that would be the reason why when you're in a public place, again, you don't know everybody around you, you don't know their vaccine status, so to protect them and potentially others that are not fully vaccinated, wearing a mask would help with that.
And obviously, you know, I'll just be frank about it. I'm sick of wearing masks. I'm sure everybody out there listening to this, if they have been wearing masks over the last year plus, now we're sick of having to do that. We're sick of, you know, the 6 foot distance, sick of, you know, the words that all come out, you know, quarantines and isolation and testing and tracing. You know, we're all tired of hearing about it. You know, it's just the state of kind of where we're at right now, though, right? I mean, it's not gone. It's never going to be completely 100% gone, but we need to get this back under control, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's where I think, you know, the emphasis shouldn't be on, okay, how many cases came in today? It's really, you know, of those cases, how sick is an individual? And is that increasing where, you know, people are becoming sicker to the point where they need to, you know, they're ending up in the hospital. And, you know, overwhelmingly, the majority of people that end up in the hospital are unvaccinated individuals. And the majority of our cases coming in are unvaccinated individuals. And if the whole point of wearing a mask in a fully vaccinated person is to protect an unvaccinated individual, well, then the whole goal here is to get more people fully vaccinated, so then we have even less of a chance of increasing our hospitalization and deaths in our community.
That was another question I was going to pose kind of hypothetically, I guess, to you, Kim, was, you know, for a vaccinated person out there that's gotten the shot, they've done what they're supposed to do, and, you know, now they're being asked to wear a mask to protect someone who doesn't have the vaccine yet for a variety of different reasons. You know, maybe they're just straight up refusing it because they don't want to get it for a number of different reasons. You know, I'm sure there are folks, and I heard a news clip from another state that the person said, you know, I'm sick of you know, protecting those who don't seem to care. And I'm sure that's an attitude that that some folks are probably in agreement with. But for the vaccinated person out there that might be listening to this, that, you know, they're being asked again to wear a mask, even despite getting the vaccine. Can you speak to, again, you know, you talked about protecting those unvaccinated folks, but, you know, what's in it for the vaccinated person? What's the incentive for them at this point? You know, they made the choice to get the vaccine, and now they're being asked again to, you know, to, I don't want to use the word bail out, but to help those who don't seem to care about it. What's the message for the vaccinated in this situation? Because it seems like it's kind of been a no win situation, right, for them, right?
Well, you know, and you do bring up a good point. I'm sure many people would be, you know, questioning that. You know, when I did hear this and I learned about it, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that upsets me, you know, the fact that this Delta variant is acting in that way. I'd love for that to not be what, you know, we're talking about right now. But, you know, the reality is that it is so infectious, and it attacks vaccinated or unvaccinated. And what we're hearing right now at the state is a vaccinated or unvaccinated person, if both of those individuals are infected at the same time, their viral load is basically identical. So they're able to pass that virus on to another person so the same, right? Mm-hmm. But a vaccinated person's viral load is going to drastically decrease after several, or after probably a few days, and that unvaccinated person's viral load is going to stay very high. So there's huge advantages, you know, to a vaccinated person, you know, when it comes to the ability to transmit the disease after a period of time. It's much less, which is good. But you know, what's in it for that fully vaccinated person if they now have to go back and wear masks when they're in substantial or high? What I would say, it's just for the greater good of the community, you know, and doing the right thing to help lessen the disease overall for the community so we can all get back to that normalcy on where we want to be. You know, other than that, you know, I don't have, you know, a whole list of, you know, what's in it for that person other than, you know, it's the right thing.
Right. It's frustrating. I obviously was not speaking from, you know, personal feeling.
Right.
You know, I'm just the radio guy here, just kind of playing devil's advocate here. But there is that frustration out there for people who've been, you know, doing the right things and masking and social distancing and getting the vaccine and all that stuff. And, you know, now I have to keep doing this. Aren't we past this? You know, there's probably those questions out there, right?
Yeah, you know, and I have those same feelings as well. So, you know, I completely agree. But, you know, one thing I think is going to be important over the next couple months is to see, okay, so we're getting an increase in cases. Okay, you know, and then the question is, so what then? You know, if it doesn't negatively affect our hospitalizations and our death numbers, you know, we may always have an increase in cases. We may, or not an increase, but we will always have cases coming in. So then the number of cases doesn't matter quite as much, and what matters more would be how we all started this. The point behind all of this would be to lessen the curve, and that was to lessen the chances of the hospitalizations and deaths. And I think if we can kind of, you know, see the data just for, you know, a little bit more time to make sure, you know, there isn't any repercussions from the people that are currently getting this, and then, you know, a period of time goes on and then people start, you know, the hospitals start filling up, you know, that's the worry. So if we can ensure that we're stopping that, you know, I think you know, time is going to help us to begin to understand, you know, where we're at with that.
When it comes to vaccinations, Kim, I know I've seen reports, and I don't have the Wisconsin information directly in front of me, but I know at least across the country there's been an uptick. I know the Biden administration just yesterday talked about getting to 70% of adults here in the U.S. that have at least one dose of a vaccine. Have we seen an increase either locally or here in Wisconsin of people that are starting that vaccine regimen for COVID with this new surge here?
Yeah, we are actually seeing an increase. It's something the state's talking about. It is something that locally we're seeing as well. I also think that we're seeing an increase. You know, school's going to be starting in a little bit, and I think, you know, in talking to some of our local schools in Fond du Lac County, you know, there are some teachers that, you know, school starting, I want to do the right thing. I was, you know, choosing no this whole time, but, you know, I really think that, you know, with the Delta variant circulating, you know, this is what I can do. This is the part that I can do to help, you know, lessen the spread of the virus in our community. And they're choosing to get the vaccine now.
And if people have questions about vaccines and they want to try to find maybe an appointment, obviously their healthcare provider would be one place to go. But is the health department still offering vaccine clinics at this time?
We absolutely are. So we are continuing to provide all three different COVID vaccines that are currently available. So the Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, and Moderna, we always have. And we have different clinics going on every week. So every Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then every Thursday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And all somebody needs to do is just call us at 929-3085 to schedule an appointment. We prefer to schedule if at all possible, because it just helps us know how many nurses I need to have available, that type of thing. They can also go on the vaccine provider on vaccines.gov to find all the different places that you can also get a vaccine.
Okay, Kim, thanks as always. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, Spencer.
Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller joining us here in KFI.